Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank the great Evan Thomas, who gets us up and running and motivated and really twitching. I mean, we twitch away.
We twitch away. Yeah, but you were really twitchy today.
You were especially twitchy. No, you got very nervous there when you started talking about the offensive coordinators.
I did, didn't I? I was very uptight.
No, you weren't. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and even.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
We got to stop kicking our own butt. No disrespect to the Cowboys, but one of those drives got stalled by, you know, two pre-snap penalties. We had a fumble that killed us in terms of field positioning in another series. And so if we stop kicking our own butt, we can start focusing on theirs.
That's good advice. Thank you, Brandon Pryor, for your great work today.
We've been waiting for it. It is the preseason, but LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
That is nice.
That's cool.
It's cool.
I think it's a neat moment.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how long.
I don't know how it'll last.
Yeah, how long it'll last? Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Fine. It's good. As long as LeBron's happy. Hey, we've got Marshall Harris here. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to see you.
Great to see you, Marshall.
Great to see you guys as well.
And we got Dan here, too.
Hey, Chicago. Bear down.
Yeah, love Shota.
How about Shota?
Shota's awesome.
That
in his Peyton jersey on the sidelines.
Love that guy.
He was there. Angel Reese was on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose. And Derrick Rose was in a suite.
Yeah, Angel was reminding us this is not an NFL tour. This is just, I live in Chicago.
She lives in
from
Chicago.
Baltimore.
It's cool to be a Bears fan again.
Was also there.
Who?
Anthony Mackie.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Captain America.
He's now Captain
America. How about
that? Well, how about Captain America or how about Anthony Mackie?
I think it's cool to be seen at Soldier Field.
Oh, I think it's cool that he's
Captain America, like the Winter Soldier and the whole thing. I mean, Captain America was a soldier.
Yeah.
Right. Super soldier,
I see
in
the
fact.
Tie in there.
Yeah. Better be there.
Pretty good stuff.
It was good stuff. You know what that was?
Pretty
that was the if the Bears are good enough to be a bum slayer and administer a right bum slaying,
yes,
that's what that was.
That's what it was.
And it's okay. You don't have to apologize for it.
No, no.
Not in the NFL.
Who would apologize for it?
Well, there's a, well, it's only this. It's like, hey, man, like you say, the
Listen,
dubs.
Baby steps.
Hey, they scored that early touchdown. And I thought,
what were you thinking?
I thought you were afraid of the red rifle, and now you've ruined my day. and then they took over.
Yeah, when you haven't won a playoff game since 2011, you don't have any bad victories.
No way.
No, especially over the team that you have systematically dismantled to your own benefit. The fact that you've taken like these Jenga pieces out of them wherever you wanted to.
It's not over.
No.
And you've got their second round pick, and you want to make sure that it's a good one.
They showed a shot of David Tepper. At the game. Oh. I thought they should really be serving him caviar and champagne and just be treating him like a great, just so nice because he helped so much.
Did he dump a drink?
I know. He's going to tell you. Maybe that's why they weren't serving him. Because
he had a bottle of water.
Yeah.
He might have thrown it at somebody.
Oh, my gosh. That franchise has been so good to the Bears that they should have really treated him better.
I don't know. I like sad David Tepper. Because his meddling is it's part of the problem.
It
Enjoy
is a big
it.
Part of the problem.
Enjoy it.
But that's every owner who. Most.
How
owners,
many owners would have forced the football operation to draft the wrong quarterback?
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
Well, there's this guy in Dallas. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
But he's also the GM, though. At least he owns the title.
What if George, forced them to take a different quarterback? Yeah, I mean, it's just.
If George McCaskey would have been behind the Mitch Trubisky draft pick, he would have been crucified. Yeah,
he kind of was behind the Caleb, or not Caleb, but the Justin Fields one because he kept those guys on and allowed them to.
That's true. That allowed
well,
them
that's
to.
Well, that's very different. Than walking into the room and saying, my wife wants you to draft such and such.
By the way, that's different. Next Sunday, imagine if it could be Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, and Mitch Trubisky all starting an NFL game.
Is Mitch going to start?
Well, Josh Allen's pretty bad. right?
He looked fine. They didn't even need to put him.
He was in pain. He was hurt.
So Mitch could be the starter.
Yes, I think so.
I think he's going to be.
I also think the coach might need to be replaced, and as they can learn something about clock management.
Oh, he took ownership
of
that.
He took the L. Yeah, he took the L.
And speaking of former Bears quarterbacks, did you note that Greg Landry passed away?
Yes,
yeah, I saw
that. The weekend, did you guys see anything about that?
Yeah. That's sad.
Because he was for those of us of a certain age, he was one of the age of the, sort of the 70s and 80s stalwart quarterbacks who was always there. Guys like Jim Hart and Steve Bartkowski. Billy Kilmer, and just guys you knew who were there. Joe Ferguson.
He worked here as an offensive coordinator.
He did, and he was the first quarterback of a very, very good Chicago Blitz team that George Allen coached in the USFL.
Tom Thayer.
And that was a big deal for him to be affiliated with a Chicago professional football team there. And then he came back as a Bear for one game in 84. The year they kept losing all the quarterbacks. That's the year they brought Bob Avellini back for a game. It's the year Walter Payton started a game at quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember? Because they had Fuller, and then Fuller, everybody was hurt. And McMahon lacerated the kidney against the Raiders.
And Greg Landry played that year?
I believe he did. It was either at the Oilers.
He was closer to the 85 Bears than I would have thought then.
Yeah, and he...
proximity.
What are you guys going to do? You're going to do
what are we going to do?
Do a whole lot is what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
We're just going to, it's going to be, we're going to talk all Blackhawk hockey all
what
day.
What then must
hey,
we
man.
Do?
Oh. Hey, man. It's tomorrow. It's literally tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Thank you, Marshall.
We will continue the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank by talking about that inspiring victory. Anthony Heron is going to join us for a couple segments in the 11 o'clock hour. I am going to take a brief period of time to crap on John Smoltz because I can't stand him, and he did it again yesterday.
He's a great closer.
He did it again yesterday, and it just, if you don't like baseball, give somebody else that chair. We will bring you Matt Eberflus and everything he has to say today. Dan Wiederer at 1.
Have a great show.